Silence, everyone. Take three. Begin. Alright, hi. Take three. Sorry, there was some technical issues, and then we figured out how, you know, people on Skype cannot, you know, they actually hear my echo and their own echo due to my previous setup. So I asked them to fix Discord, and it fixed their problem. I'm so sorry. So we can officially start now. Let me introduce our host again. So we have Celsius. Hi.
Are you doing, or should I say, are you a boy or a girl?
Yeah. So Celsius, his time right now is 5:47 PM, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? 5:47? Yes. Okay, good. He's in Belgium, I heard.
Last time I checked, yes.
But you doesn't sound like a Belgian. Can you explain?
Oh yeah, but actually I'm not from here. I'm from El Salvador. I don't sound like a Belgian because I don't speak Dutch.
You have to speak Dutch to the locals, right?
No, not really. I have been living here for like a year now.
French. Do they speak French?
On the south part of Belgium.
Oh,
in
so far.
The north, they speak Flemish.
So, maybe I repeat. So, in Belgium, they are divided into two sections, the north and the south. The north usually follows the Dutch, you know, their variant of Dutch, which is called Flemish. It's a mix, you know, of a few different, it can be said as a dialect of Dutch. It's kind of similar.
Yeah, it's more like a dialect of Dutch.
And Celsius is from
there's
Salvador.
Also Brussels, which they separate for some reason. Yes, I'm from El Salvador.
We have a great delay here.
And we can fight.
And I hear you came to Belgium to continue your studies.
Yeah. I should return to my country in September, so yeah.
Oh, you're graduating in September? Well, not graduating.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah, we wish you all the best. And as we have talked through Skype previously, through text to typing, because it's clearer that way, he's mastering in water management. And he goes silent. Okay, that's fine. So we'll move on to the next host. We have a female voice here. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm Carol. Love Carol. Call me whatever.
I mean, can I use your first name?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
So she's Emily on Skype. So I can either call her both.
Yeah,
but
I'll respond to everything.
And I see we have a problem here. In fact, you know, we are separated by very far distances. You are in California, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, I'm in LA.
LA?
Basically.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And your time is?
It's almost 9 a.m. So it's 8:51 right now.
8:51, good. My time here is 11:51 p.m. We are all, you know, at three corners, like a triangle across the globe.
Yeah, we are. We are.
So Skype is having issues. And Celsius right now is joining in again.
Yeah, sorry, my connection.
Yeah, he dropped out.
That's what I did there.
He dropped out a while ago. So apparently Skype is not so good.
No, it was my connection that died.
Oh, your internet connection?
I literally lost.
I know. Sometimes this happens.
I don't think. Yeah.
Actually, a clue. Sorry. So a clue when the connection on Skype is getting weaker, one of the signs is you lag behind by a few seconds, like just now. Like people on Discord can sense the difference that my response, my question and your answer, you know, doesn't match, like, you know, delayed by a few seconds. So usually at this point, I'll probably send you a message and ask you to call back. That should be good.
Yes. I hope you don't happen that way.
Is it 6 p.m.? I believe it's kind of a peak time for people to connect on the internet in Europe. So connection will drop, you know, it's possible. Next time, I should schedule it really well. But unfortunately, you know, things happen. And so on Discord, we have two people typing actively. One was Mother, M-A-D-E. I can get this correct, you know. Snow Warning, he posted a pronunciation guide for his username on Reddit, but I'm not going to try to, you know, please him. I'm going to call him Snow Warning. It might be Arm, Lois, but I don't care.
That was the front, CH. SH. Can you see the difference?
It might be Arm, Lois, gonna say it once. Okay, so we have Mother and Flag TPP, FLAAGGTPP on Discord, typing. And he just joined today, you know, through a secret code that I gave him. Through voice. I should note that. And so, we start the podcast by probably talking about Brown. So, did any one of the people on Skype here follows Twitch Plays Pokemon Brown? Emily can start first.
I haven't been following it as much as I have with, like, I guess main series runs, mostly because I don't really have a lot of time. But I'm actually really liking, like, all the, like, pizza delivery memes and, like, the Burger King Sylveon thing and, like, Bucket. Like, I'm really liking our team and how it's, like, a little more different. Because I know, like, we're all really tired of, like, Gen 1, Kanto. So it's kind of nice to see how we have, like, a more diverse team this time around.
Yeah. Because the early runs are kind of an accident. I don't know. It just turned out to be that way. And at least for Red and for Crystal, we have people just reacting on stream on whatever theme we eventually get. This time, you know, after 2 years, seriously, it's a long time. After 2 years of planning, you know, after getting used to people on Twitch and whatnot, we can actually plan things pretty well. You know, there are chat leaders who actually, you know, really effectively guide the chat to do something that maybe a few people want, but eventually they, you know, achieve the goal of, you know, maybe evolving someone or getting some Pokemon through an item, leveling up someone, whatever. It was kind of planned. But we still get good lores out of it. Right, like after 2 years of training, we can actually get a good story out of practically nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
And
so, I think that on that note, since we evolved Eevee and into Sylveon, which is actually one of the new additions that doesn't appear in the other generations, it practically hijack the whole attention of the team.
Hijack.
The all the Burger King memes that started to appear after his capture, or I'm not sure it was captured or was used.
Who is captured?
The Eevee.
Burger King. It's traded. No, it's bought. I think from I think we got it from a slot machine. Like, we got the level 10 Eevee, yeah, she was, no, he or she, whatever, the Eevee was bought, from either winnings from our slot machine or gamble for it. So people, you know, are typing the responses. So they can answer the question for you. I just, you know, mention it out on audio. So we got a level 10 EV, and it should evolve automatically around level 20. At least that's what the hack does. Actually, how do we get Sylveon? We need an item, right?
Yeah, the magic wand.
The magic wand, yeah. Given to Eevee or not? Because Pokemon cannot hold items yet, right? This is a Gen 1 or Gen 2 hack.
Yeah, no, I think it was used like a stun.
Oh, okay. I see.
But
okay.
That just shows how different this is one from the others. Well, for starters, we haven't released a single Pokemon this time around. Right?
Yeah.
Well, we haven't actually changed our party that much either.
Yeah, we don't. No. Yeah, that's true. In this hack, if the Eevee doesn't, you know, is naturally just evolving at level 20, it will turn into an Espeon, according to Flyer on Discord. So we just use it, you just use the magic wand as a stone to evolve Eevee into Sylveon. Like you use a Thunderstone and, yeah, as like you use a Thunderstone to evolve it to Jolteon and stuff like that. And Mother here say that the only way to get Umbreon in this hack is to get a wild Eevee and then evolve it. So in this case, we just, you know, buy it, so it's slightly different.
So we actually screw ourselves at times.
Yeah, this is an interesting hack. This is one of the, just one of the many items that are interesting that I guess people who don't really follow the stream don't really know. You know, they just go to the subreddit, the Twitch Plays Pokemon Reddit, to look at memes and laws and whatever that people throw out.
I do try to go to the stream sometimes. The last time I think is we were trying to get to Johto, to the cycling road.
Yeah, the cycling road.
It was the upstart.
There's a very steep slope. I know about that. And people were spamming up, right? I mean, you cannot use democracy. You cannot use democracy. There's no way that we're going to progress there. So people are spamming up, and they got time up globally by Twitch, not Twitch-based Pokemon. So that's, you know, they cannot log in to Twitch and enter anything until the time is out, and then they can come back and spam again. So the few people who actually, you know, remain and spam up eventually got us up the hill, up the slope. You can use democracy, but it's going to be slow, right? You have to know that there's a very long delay. And you of course can plan yourself to hide behind objects or behind NPC to stop your downward fall. But it's quite difficult, to say the least. So that's why, you know, people just spam up. It's the most effective way. And there might be a few memes made on the live updater, because I was, I think, updating at that time. People can look at the archives. Should be there. So right now, on Pokemon Brown, if I'm not mistaken, we are on day 9. And the counter or the timer on the stream is 8 day, about 18 hours. And we have got pretty far in the game. Can anyone tell what else are we doing currently?
I guess it looks like we're trying to pass a ledge.
Good luck.
According to the live updaters, we are in the ledge now.
Okay, that was mentioned in, you know, 2 weeks ago. Mother mentioned there's a ledge hell, but gave the wrong picture. So last time we were confused on, you know, is this the actual picture or this is not the picture? But currently, we got 8 badges. Now we have to go to the league, you know, to fight the E4. But we have a big obstacle, apparently. Oh. So, Mother say it is actually the correct one. Maybe he was confused 2 weeks ago. Yeah. We just need to navigate very slowly, and any down input will send us down. I don't know. But it will not undo our progress a lot. Right now, the time might be, you know, we might have less trolls now compared to, I don't know. Actually, I don't really know the troll ratio. Does anyone know?
I just know that, what is it? I guess trolls come out more during, I would say, the Western Hemisphere's daytime? Because apparently, like, when Australia is up, like, there are less trolls.
Okay. Meaning the daytime, like, my daytime, or when Europe is asleep. Is that correct? Europe's are trolling Europeans?
Maybe. No. I don't know.
Okay. No, they are waking right now. It's like 6 o'clock around here.
I don't know. Let's analyze this a bit. So, I find that most of the people who input and, you know, who are active on the stream, actually giving inputs, are people from, you know, Western Europe, and maybe Central Europe, and also the Eastern time zone, maybe Western, whatever. Yeah. So when these guys, you know, they kind of have shifts, that even at the night time, they're kind of active. So they can type it down and, you know, just undo a few steps of progress. It's very easy for trolls to take over, especially in this kind of situation. But currently, they might be asleep. I don't know. They might be awake. But I believe the trolls, it's like 50-50, I don't know.
It's really tough to say.
In this case, it's best not to have troll. And I'll, you know, kind of follow the live updater for a bit, because right now, Mega Charizard is updating. And I'll probably follow a bit of what he's updating. Previously, Cyander was updating. You know, it's kind of late at the time to be doing an update. She might be awake for a long time. And I'll just read Mega Charizard's update here. Snark. Lich Hell is not hell without being stuck for more than a few hours. Everyone?
Yeah, that sounds right.
It is so compulsory. True. Like, yeah, compulsory to be stuck in a maze for a few hours. You know, we heal all our Pokemons. That's nice. And we caught a few more mons. So, yeah. So that's Brown so far. Anything else to add? On Discord, do you guys want to, you know, recall any memorable experiences from Brown so far in this 8 or 9 days?
Well, we can see your party if you do.
Mm-hmm. So, our current party, let me load the stream. Just a moment.
I mean, according to .org, we still have our Beedrill. Mm-hmm. We have Burger King, the Sylveon. We have Stick, the Golem. We have Aflac, the Golduck. We have Grayzor, the Venusaur. And then we have Godbat, the Crobat. So it's basically the same party we've had for most of the game.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I think we lost Bucket. Yeah, Bucket, mostly.
They have all evolved, which is very nice. Golduck is the last, by the way.
Yeah, for all of party, I believe, maybe Brackets, the video, it's... I don't know. Anyone has any memories of him?
Mm-hmm. Alright, yeah, I still cannot hear you very well. Maybe it's the connection, or maybe it's your mic. You say you're using rather old laptop. So, when you want to speak, you just come closer. Sorry about that.
We have still a fear of ledge in our voice.
Yeah. We're still in the ledge. We we can maybe stop the update there, you know, just let chat figure out and riot if we get any significant progress. Whatever. You guys have already rioted when my laptop shut down. Fair enough.
We did.
So, we have people in LA, people in Belgium, and here. Well, I'm in Malaysia, but not the capital. So, people might know Malaysia has a capital called Kuala Lumpur.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not in Kuala Lumpur. We shorten it to KL. That's a short form that we all use. So I'm not in KL, I'm in Penang. So, I don't know, I just make this thing up. So, on one hand, you know, you have a portable fan on one hand and a drink of nutmeg on the other, you know, something. So, Penang is an island, basically. People know Penang from the island. It's kind of a touristy destination. But the state itself is separated. Like, there's a mainland part and an island part. Oh, we got an update.
Got the ledge.
Yay!
Woo!
Up there. Less than an hour.
Oh. Wow, that was like a lot faster than I was expecting.
Victory Riot. So you hear it first, and people can time this podcast finally to this moment. And the current time now is on the stream 8D19H10M. We have beat the ledge.
Nice.
There's one more page on the history book. Now we're heading.
Okay, so...
Good. We're heading to Victory Road, yay. But the problem is, we didn't checkpoint, right? We didn't make any checkpoint before, you know, after the ledge. So if we faint.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
GG.
It's the nature of the ledge now.
Too bad. We have to start the process again. Okay, so anything else you want to say about Brown, or I can continue with my anecdotes?
I guess you can continue, and then we can just like interject whenever, you know, something interesting happens.
Mm-hmm.
Since right now they're just going through Victory Road, and it'll probably just be like grinding and just progressing forward.
Good. So I've been updating for a while. Yeah, I haven't followed the team for a... I don't closely follow the team. So we have RBio now joining. Welcome. You can type whatever you want. I finally figured out the setup. So I hope you stay longer. So RBio is also on the Pacific time zone. Should be the same time zone as Love Carol. Yeah, as I was saying, I was updating for a bit. In fact, from the very start of Brown. So... me and Tustin 2121 was updating. Yeah, people in Europe might wanna have dinner, so you can leave for a moment. So then we continue. May I know where are you from, RBio? Like what state? Maybe you guys can chat on, you know, you and Love Carol. California. Which part of California? Because Love Carol is from LA.
So, oh, NorCal.
Like
I have a lot of friends in NorCal. You guys have really interesting, I guess, slang. For lack of a better word.
If I'm not mistaken, you're, you know, Los Angeles and San Francisco are 100 miles apart. Or more than that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, I guess, like 6-7 hour drive.
Okay, that's more than 100 miles. 200 miles, probably. Okay. Yeah, probably that kind of distance will produce some differences. But I know Petaluma is one of the cities outside of San Francisco where one of the main people in podcast kind of get me interested in the art of it. So it's Leo Laporte, basically. He went to Petaluma to settle down. And Petaluma is like 1 hour's drive from San Francisco. It's kind of a... if I'm not mistaken, it's the, you know, city of I don't know, milks and eggs, whatever. They're famous for some of the festivals like that. And I know San Francisco a bit because I'm working in an electronic or semiconductor firm which has their headquarters in Silicon Valley, which, you know, is in San Francisco. So obviously, I know a bit. But I haven't been there. So I just look at the map, maybe, and figure out where the companies are. So you have San Jose, you have Oakland, and the Golden Gate Bridge, clearly. And San Francisco is where Hollywood is, right?
No, that's LA. Hollywood's down in SoCal.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. LA, sorry. I can mix them up, seriously. Sometimes. So yeah, LA is where the famous YouTubers are, apparently.
Yeah, they're like Wong Fu. Yeah. I follow like all the Asian Asian YouTubers, like Wong Fu's down here. John Cozart, the guy who did, what was it, After Ever After, he's down here. The Fine Brothers are down here. Basically, David So, a lot of people are here in LA. Yeah.
Because YouTube, apparently, is the, you know, they have really good sets that they prepare for the YouTube people. For the personalities, you know, the very famous people on YouTube, those that get very high view and very high subscriber count. I think the Fine Brothers are doing alright. They're doing fine, literally.
Yeah, like it was like a brief 2-week period where everyone was like, "The Fine Brothers are horrible," and I mean, I guess what they were doing wasn't the most ethical thing. But at least, like, they apologized and, like, stopped, so... Mistakes happen. Stuff... Life happens.
The thing is...
That happened, like, what, a month ago or something? That's ages from internet time.
It was just a few months ago. Heard. Yeah. It was that long ago. So I don't really remember what exactly happened, but... Yeah.
It was basically them just... They were trying to trademark... like the word react.
Right.
So
because they do react videos, right? And because it got so popular, they kind of want to get more money from it. I don't know, from trademarking, what do you get really? So yeah, that got a lot of blowback. You know, it backfired. But you know, after a few weeks people just forget about this. People just move on. And since they're so popular anyway, the new videos are gonna get, you know, you're gonna get the views that they get. I follow YouTube personalities that are doing videos on education. So more like sciencey videos. But they're kind of popular themselves. So they get, you know, over 1 million subscribers on things they talk about, like mathematics, physics, chemistry, this kind of stuff.
You follow the number file series?
Yep, I know NumberPhile. And NumberPhile is kind of a, you know, the layman can actually visit, not visit, you know, watch their videos, and if they don't understand the actual thing, they know such a thing exists. You know, they look at the moving pictures and, you know, felt interesting, but they don't know the background, or they actually don't know what's happening or what they're discussing. You know, it's normal. But some people find it not in-depth enough. You know, that's a problem of trying to please a lot of people. But anyway, NumberPhile is one of the famous ones. And this guy is not in Los Angeles. He's, in fact, in the UK. In Bristol, if I want to make it very specific. So this YouTuber is in Bristol. Miniphysics, this guy is in Canada, if I'm not mistaken. And CGP Grey, he's also in London. So I know that.
Oh, yeah.
CG Pager does a lot of interesting videos, but the turnaround of videos is really slow, like once a month. I do follow them. I also follow his podcast, so these guys and the NumberPhile guy, they make a podcast together, just two people talking, but on very interesting stuff.
Hello, internet.
It's called Hello Internet. If people want to follow, they can follow.
everyone hearing too. It's really entertaining.
Yeah. We're just laymen trying to start a podcast based on TPP community, all in air quotes. So yeah, we are amateurish. That's fine.
So yeah, it's just for fun.
So this is all of YouTube. We just sidetracked, basically. But that's okay. We talk about Brown. We talk about famous things on the internet. We haven't touched really on TPP Kappa. Do you guys actually visit that subreddit?
Yeah, I check TPP Kappa like 2-3 times. Basically, like the same amount of times I check like the main subreddit. Mm. So,
yeah, occasionally there are some news, maybe from the Pokemon. You know, they release some, let's say, leaks on official videos on Sun and Moon, and people will repost it there, or maybe some tweet. They'll just repost it. And occasionally TPP Kappa has, the Dinsky the mod there. Yeah, he started this thing called the community thread, which let the subscribers choose a topic and later explain or expand on the topics and let other people to respond based on, their experience on the topic. So currently, it was my turn. It was, whatever. So I posted a community thread there on the best digital works. Arbayo also posted twice. His first one is, I think, on Serengeti Stardew Valley. Yeah, something like that. So it's basically a discussion about games.
Hello?
I don't know who joined.
Apparently we just entered the Pokemon League.
Yeah, we just saved.
Nice.
Yay, we are at the end of the road.
And
we might be facing Bjorn to this before this goes live.
I actually have no idea about our status right now. Let me load the stream quickly. And mute it. No, I can actually unmute it later.
Oh, I'm just curious to know, since we talked about, I guess, Pokemon earlier, did anyone get chosen to be a Pokemon Go field tester?
We have a few people here. So, can anyone respond to that? Because obviously I'm not. I'm too far away from the action.
Because, I actually got lucky. I was chosen. Mm.
We have 3 Europeans here, 2 people in the US. So
yeah, I guess since no one else is, I'll talk about it in a little bit, just so you guys like kind of know what's happening with Pokemon Go. It's pretty good. Like, it's definitely not like what the trailer kind of shows. But then again, I don't think anyone was realistically expecting that. Mm-hmm. But for what it is, it's pretty interesting. You're catching Pokemon like that are just everywhere. There are gyms set up in like random points, and like there are 3 teams. There's Team Red, Yellow, and Blue, and basically like normal trainers, you just kind of like take over a gym, and then people can just battle you, and it'll like help your team get prestige and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then there are like little Pokestops kind of like everywhere. I guess,
are they like marts? Are they like markets?
Basically when you like get within the, I guess, the perimeter of a Pokestop, you'll touch it, and then it'll give you like random items like Pokeballs, revives, eggs and stuff like that.
Like items, like it can be anything. It's not the actual Pokeball like stuff in the game, but it's similar, right?
They're basically like, it's just basically, it's a way for you to get items, because the shop only has like Pokeballs, eggs, and incubators. Oh, and like, yeah, so basically you can hatch eggs, but you have to like walk a certain number of kilometers. So
interesting.
Yeah, and then like as you're walking, like random wild Pokemon will pop up, so it's pretty cool. Catching them, you're not battling them when you're catching, you're basically just tossing Pokeballs, and that's it. You just gotta hope for the best when you're catching them. And the beta is, or I guess the field test is closing in a couple days, 5 days, because I guess they, during E3, they announced a release date, and so now they're like trying to hurry up and release it to the public.
That's right.
There wasn't a fixed date, I believe. There will be sometime during July or something.
Yeah, I think the release date they said was July 1st. So there are only like a couple of days left. So I'm probably going to just, you know, go out and play as much Pokemon Go as I can before it closes. But it's definitely, it's fun. It's not like what the trailer is like at all.
Definitely.
Like,
because the trailer is always dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
The first one of the second one.
Mm.
Because I remember the first one that was released for April Fool's. So
April Fool's, yeah.
April 14th,
yeah.
Is what I want to say?
Yeah. It kind of... They released it about April 1st, whatever. It looks pokey.
Google Maps.
They were, yeah, trying...
Anyone here actually play that?
Yeah, I actually... I did. I did do that.
I think it
did you catch Mew?
That was like a fun little kind of like... You know, you do it for like an hour kind of thing. It's not like Pokemon Go at all. Pokemon Go, I've never played Ingress, so I can't say if it's similar to Ingress. But, I mean, I'm assuming it is, since their first wave of testers were all Ingress players.
Ingress.
But, yeah, it's, I guess, another kind of like virtual reality or... something similar. I don't really know the term for it. But Pokemon Go, it's... You can go first, Hijack.
Sorry, because I was thinking, it's not really VR, it's AR, right? Augmented
reality. Yeah, that's
reality.
True.
Augmented reality.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So VR is basically a screen in front of you, and you cannot see what is outside of the screen. So augmented reality is basically adding things onto your field of vision. So that's the difference. And I believe AR is kind of the future, you know, compared to VR. Because VR, people are still fixing problems with people wearing VR wear and getting dizzy after taking them off. Because, you know, you have to adjust to the vision for a while. So I still think AR, like Google Glass and Microsoft HoloLens, and I don't know, HTC Vive is something else or not. I'm actually not sure.
Yeah.
That's VR. Yeah. So for VR, you have Oculus Rift, you have the Samsung Gear, you have HTC Vive, and some other kind of, you know, Google Cardboard kind of stuff. And it's still a problem. It's like wearing 3D glasses, but it's slightly different. You know, 3D was a thing, but they still haven't perfected that. So, well, we just wait and see. You know how technology progresses. And holodeck, whatever. You know, it might appear in the future, just saying. But holodeck, you know, for AR, that's possible. It's just, you imagine there's a holodeck. You just see virtually the holodeck. I think that's the point. You know, instead of having actual projection in your room, it is harder to do, frankly.
Yeah, I guess like another thing with Pokemon Go, it's that like when you have your camera on and you're like looking at the real world, like the Pokemon sprites are kind of, they don't exist like they do in the trailer. So most of the time you're kind of looking at like a cartoon background, which
like
is still
flat
cool
background and like flat object, right?
Yeah, it's definitely it's kind of, I would say it's more like just a normal app that uses your GPS to kind of figure out like where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like actually, you know, like seeing a holographic Pokemon like through your camera like how they promote it in the trailer, but I'm sure, like, because it is just the beginning, there are actually still a lot of bugs, and it, like, freezes a lot, but, I mean, it's new, so I'm sure, like, in the future, something, like, a better app will definitely come out of it.
Definitely. Because mobile technology is still improving, right? So we cannot really, you know, do something that is too advanced that we expect to run on a PC but doesn't run on mobile. You know, we have to still adjust. So that's why, you know, this will take time.
I believe the problem will also be with the battery life.
Yeah, battery life.
Oh yeah, it drains my battery so quickly. Like, it'll be like 5 minutes and I'm already like down 10%. Yeah, it's, battery life is not that great.
So, the longest time you've played on the app, you know, how long was it?
Usually when I'm like going from my house to my research lab, so I'll play for like a good like hour.
1 hour.
But it's hard because like I'll be like on a metro train, and then so the thing is I have like a very small window to like collect items and like catch Pokemon, and I can't really like battle, like gyms are kind of, I guess, sparse. They're not like very close to where I am at most times, so I can't like really go battle the gyms, but it's still fun. It's still entertaining.
Yeah. Do they give audio cues when you're near to something? Or do you get notifications?
I haven't gotten like notifications, but like when a Pokemon appears like in the wild as you're walking, your phone will vibrate and there will be like sounds. So like you can just like literally have the app open, you'll just be like walking, doing your own thing, and then, you know, your phone will vibrate and you'll know when to pay attention and go catch the Pokemon.
There was something, is there, whatever virtual thing they have prepared for you at that point in time, that point in space, whatever. Interesting, yeah. Now, we have updates, breaking news from Twitch stream. Actually, I have it on, I don't know why. So we are heading to the league, E4, attempt 1, which will fail anyway. But we'll just follow on as it goes.
I wonder what will happen. The first E4 member, if I'm not mistaken, is named Red.
Which Red?
The first E4.
Oh.
E4 is named Red.
Red. Oh, you're saying the first trainer. Yeah. They're saying first the room, the Elite Four room is really small.
Oh, you asking from where I started before?
Yeah, yeah, like the first Elite Four run that you follow.
Yeah, that will be the Emerald.
Emerald, okay. It's nice. Yeah.
I heard about the Red and the Crystal runs, but I didn't really join into the Emerald.
You didn't follow live at the time, right?
No.
Maybe let because me see. Of time.
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, and whatever.
The first complete run that I actually saw, that was Hardball.
Okay. So you remember Emerald took 100 overturns to actually win, right?
Yeah,
100 runs. More than that.
Was like specifically tailored to counter or rollout strategy.
Yeah, M4. M4 is kind of the hero, heroine, whatever you want to call that. So, yeah, roll out all the way. Not really all the way. Actually, the first Sydney, if I'm not mistaken, just got pummeled by Annie Hariyama, right? It's like the first few is just swept by one Pokemon, and then we have a few more, like 5 or still 6 if you are lucky, and we just move on from there and just sweep them all. So the last urn was glorious, so to speak. But I wasn't that live, I think. So, Carol, do you follow Emerald?
I actually paid attention to all of the season 1 runs. Like, that was when I think I was most active.
Up to which game?
Emerald is one of my favorite. I think probably like up until or like the runs that I like stopped paying attention to as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably it would have to be the dual run. Because I'm because like I had anything against the dual run, like I know that was like a very popular concept and everything. It was probably because I was, you know, I had school and then I didn't really know much about Toho. So I wasn't as, I guess, invested. I didn't want, like, I wasn't as emotionally invested in it.
Mm-hmm. Kelsey, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, I like I said, I started following since then, but all then. Yeah, my dropout must have been also a dual run. Although the Alpha Sapphire, the randomized, was spectacular.
Was interesting, I right?
Mean, yeah, I enjoy the randomized runs that we have. They usually end up being the most entertaining of them all.
Yeah, that's true. Because, you know, we have Omega Ruby. We played that right when the game is released, like in 2014, end of 2014, November, somewhat. So later on, Deku made a randomized hack. Then we played that, and we got plenty of surprises from evolved mons, you know, from Lantern, to now, I don't know, we evolved something with Flareon. It's crazy. And the laws are crazy. Everything is crazy.
What was the face? The lore writes itself.
Yeah. Seriously. It's like, you know, and that moment when Flareon is the last evolution, I think that one get the best of 2015 on the subreddit. You know, the really funny moment or the very surprising moment. Things up there. So after randomized Alpha Sapphire, we had Colosseum and XD, you know, those 3DS games, not 3DS, DS games, or something.
No,
for the GameCube,
sorry. I'm not really familiar with all this. To follow up on people on Discord, I wasn't watching, sorry. So it was Torchic evolving to Lampent and evolving to Flareon. That's seriously sick.
Yeah, oh, and then, yeah, people in Discord, they're talking about how if we did Pokemon Sun right at the release date, then we'd probably have lower viewing numbers simply because people don't want to be spoiled.
Yeah.
Which is understandable.
Like during Omega Ruby, like it's late to release in Europe. And apparently a big population that plays on Twitch are Europeans. So they don't want to get spoiled 1 week ahead of them. But I think that's fine. I don't know. You know, people who actually follow Pokemon don't want to get spoiled by the game. But people like me, who cannot really afford to have Pokemon games, proper ones, don't mind being spoiled.
Yeah, I don't mind being spoiled either, mostly because I get the game usually like months later after it's been released. So it's like at that point, like, I'm on the internet anyway. I'm going to see all these spoilers. Might as well just go watch the TPP stream.
And actually know how to play the game, right? Kind of.
Yeah, because the Pokemon experience is not about, oh, this is what happened in the story. At the end, well, everyone knows what happened in the story. This what to do in your own game.
Mm-hmm. So Arbayo here say that in case TPP plays Sun and Moon, he'll still watch it, but might not be paying as much attention on the detail, you know, because people have their headcanons, so to speak. And, you know, they imagine Pokemon in their own way, and, you know, when something different happens, they might be affected. Deeply affected, emotionally, whatever.
And apparently there's new news about, or I guess there's news about...
You can break that, sure.
They're coming out. It's coming out July 1st, is what I heard.
What game?
For Sun and Moon, that there's more news coming out July 1st.
Okay. Today is the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's 26th.
A couple more days.
Yeah.
I forgot. My time is 12 o'clock. Yes, it's Sunday right now, and you guys are still on Saturday. So, yeah, in the weekend, we'll have new news. I'm actually not sure when I'll start the next podcast. Like the next episode, probably 1 week from now. I think that's fair. Probably by then, round will end. You see, right now we are at the league. I think it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, we just defeated the first E4 member.
Nice.
Oh no, Grace Soul is down.
Yay. What will be your next game? Do you guys ever wonder, you know, what's after Brown?
I mean, I wouldn't mind playing Zeta Omicron.
Hmm. So one vote for Zeta Omicron. Anyone else? I know, TBR is definitely gonna continue after this. So Flag says Prism. Arbio also says Prism, which is the other hack that Cool Boy Man has.
I mean, it makes sense. It's supposed to be the sequel.
That is true.
Is it done? Is it, like, done being developed, Prism?
Cassius, you do know?
I thought it was.
Yeah, it should be, because Cool Boy Man has developed these two games earlier. Like, it predates TPP itself. Kind of.
Yeah, I think he was working on the third part, that is 20 years later or something.
Hmm. He helped a bit on Anniversary Crystal. I think at a very high cost, I heard. I don't know. He was probably the most expensive or the MVP of the project. Anyway, there are other suggestions on Discord. We see maybe randomize Diamond and Pearl. Or,
yeah,
you know,
I
randomized
agree.
Gen 4 games.
I agree.
If I recall back, if I recall back from Mozilla Fennekin's response from Prism, because he said he played it before, and there are Gen 4 mons in the game, like Shinx. But I'm not sure whether it's a whole, you know, the entire Gen 4 mons included or not. So, yeah, we're still speculating on what the next run will be. But in the meantime, please enjoy PBR. Do you guys actually follow PBR?
I did for like a little bit, and then I guess, I don't know, I don't bet, so it kind of, I prefer main runs more. I'm definitely one of those people.
Mm. Do you follow Vietnamese Crystal? You know, the games that is played uniquely, one input per match. Vietnamese Crystal is played that way, like after a match, a betting match, they'll enter one input, it will snapshot and be posted on the Reddit Live updater. It's a very slow game.
Oh yeah, I think I followed Vietnamese Crystal for I think the beginning, like right when it was introduced. That was like when I was following it. Right. And then the next run happened, and then I kind of like, not that I forgot about Vietnamese Crystal, I guess I just didn't have time to like get back into it. But I was like, you know, following like everything like with BetBoy and like all the time traveling shenanigans. So
Miss Baba.
I was. Whatever.
It was Baba the Magikarp, right? And then this character in Vietnamese Crystal per tag is called Baba. So we wait for Baba for a very, very long time, and then she finally gets Elite Four. Maybe the whole 2015 is her year. And her rival is Deku, yeah. D-E-K-U. And we have a lot of Mon, you know, Pokemon names that are still memed about on Twitch. Like Pikachu is called Pikachu, and Bess is the Quilava, right?
The Typhlosion then. Yeah.
Typhlosion? I'm not sure.
Yeah, Best was the Typhlosion. And yeah. Dada the Gyarados. Was the Suicune.
Dong was the Suicune, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have a lot of basically the Pokemon party, you know, the party is arranged in a way that it makes sense together. And, you know, people are
know, people on Discord are just recalling that best dong ever, or best OG ever done or something. I don't know. Fake. Yeah, fake is a pseudo voodoo.
Oh yeah, didn't
he only release of
yeah, he really yeah.
Yeah, it, the trolls got all the
I don't know
democracy run for a few hours.
Anyway, so that was Vietnamese Crystal, the longest run we had so far. And for me, you know my experience, I kind of follow the season one runs semi-closely at the end. Like, I don't follow Omega Ruby as close as I wanted to. Then the next run is Anniversary Raid, which I started updating. You know, I got the guts to register my username on Twitch and on Reddit. Actually, Reddit first and then Twitch. So I got into updating. And breaking news, we have the second Elite Four member down.
Wow, we might actually be here for the urn if we go like this.
See, our recording is almost 1.5 hour plus 2 hours for the waiting. So we can wait a bit more longer, you know, if you guys don't really mind. So Mother had his dinner, I assume, and you guys might have your lunch. I don't know. People in the Eastern time zone might have their lunch. Yeah, the third E4 run, and we'll follow that up soon. So we continue on my story, and I follow Anniversary Raid somewhat closely. But of course, there's a middle boring part where we're trying to grind our moms, you know, the party, since we're quite under-leveled to beat the really, really tough E4, because it's level 90 over. You know, it's that high. So yeah, we took a while to grind, and eventually we beat it in 1 month or so. And after that, kind of stuck around for a bit, and then I went to South Korea for a vacation in April last year. So Carol, are you from you know.
Oh, am I Korean? No, I'm not. I'm not Korean. I'm just really into Korean culture, like Korean music and stuff like that.
Have you been to South Korea?
I have not. I want to go. I definitely want to go. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of friends actually going this summer. A little jealous, but one day I'll go.
Eventually. Sure. One day. You probably have to work on, not really work on studies, but you can maybe continue to binge on K-pop, if that's what you do.
Yeah, that is definitely... I've been doing that a lot lately.
I do follow K-pop a bit. You know, Koreans, they're kind of... they have an art of doing, of promoting their, you know, entertainment industry. Not only in music, but also in just comedy entertainment. You know, I do follow KBS World.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really follow, you know, the other one, the smaller ones like NBC, SBS, whatever. You have Running Man, you have stuff do you follow?
I mostly just follow the music. I've been getting more into the dramas. I don't really follow Variety, like not that much, even though like Variety is actually like really funny, really interesting, and I wish I had time to follow Variety more. But right now it's mostly the music. I'm a little sad because right now the generational shift is happening this year. A lot of groups are either losing members or disbanding. Kind of sucks because like these are groups I've followed for like the past 7 years. Yeah. So
it's like they're trying to get new blood in, kind of. You know, their entertainment agencies are arranging things. So if let's say the group doesn't hold on for long and they go solo, that's their choice. Because it's kind of stressful being in a group.
It is, and it's like you have to really be friends. Otherwise, after your contract is up, then you don't feel like you've been doing anything for like the past 7 years. So it's hard. It's definitely hard. But like there's a lot of good music coming out this year. Maybe y'all should just go check it out. I promise it's good.
Yeah, no prior knowledge of Korean needed. You just enjoy the music.
Yeah, basically.
It's a bit like J-pop, if people even follow that.
Oh yeah, I followed J-pop like back in middle school. That was like when I was, that was when I first got into anime.
Mm-hmm. There are some really good musics out of it, I admit. But I think K-pop is easier to consume. I don't know. Maybe J-pop is starting to get niche in the market.
Yeah, because K-pop is definitely more like westernized. So.
Yeah, they just get good chords and run with it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it looks like that was we didn't complete our first run, our first blackout.
Let's try again. So right now, Kustin is updating. So now we go for attempt number 2. Yay! So what is tomorrow's operation?
A friendly reminder that by the time this is on, we might be seeing the operation type that we also started to promote given the events of last weekend.
Operation what? Oh,
Operation Pride.
I see, yeah. We should probably promote that. I actually should have it open. Sorry.
So I guess right now people are discussing strats on how we can defeat the Elite Four, or I guess just like level up our Pokemon so we could sweep them in the end.
Good. Discussing strats. That's always nice. Because, you see, if we end our run on the third trainer, yeah, we still have a long way to go. So one moment while I load something.
Looks like people are talking about getting the EAP all.
Yeah, probably still not need a while to grind the other mons, because right now it's kind of unbalanced. We have a really strong Golbat here, and the rest
okay,
are...
So like...
And there are a few mons that are underleveled, so that will take a while.
Okay, so according to the live updater, we're leaving the league and going back to Victory Road.
Okay, so we can leave the live updater for a while. Unless, you know, there's other more interesting news. Probably people on Skype wouldn't hear it, but I'll just play on Discord. I will be stronger, they'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. When I get older, I will be stronger, they'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
So maybe we can do some headphones?
So yeah, this song that you hear on Discord. So it's the song that is played during the World Cup in 2010. So you remember Waving Flag, the theme song during the South African World Cup? Do you guys know?
I don't really follow the World Cup.
Too bad. But okay, let me reroute it to. Out of the darkness, I came the farthest. Among the hardest survival. Learn from these streets, it can be bleak. Patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh, so many wars. So, do you hear that? The song is kind of familiar, because, Anyway, later you can listen back to the recording once I've, you know, the edited cut, once I've done it. Apparently we have Operation Pride going on June the 26th. That is when the US court, Supreme Court, kind of, interpreted the Constitution or the 14th Amendment, whatever, and allows same-sex marriages across the country. But of course, there are some states who still don't allow it. But it was kind of a moment to celebrate for the LGBT community, probably. So do you guys on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah.
Should I call you guys back? One moment.
Yeah, I can see Pedro without phones.
Yeah.
Hello.
I can be, okay, I, yeah, you're back now.
Sometimes we need to recall, so reconnect. So, Operation Pride. Anyone want to continue on that? On Skype?
Oh, yeah, it's the start of Operation Pride. It was started by Vitor Solar, and he's trying to, well, at one point commemorate or mostly the diverse cast of different, or rather, how do you say, life cast?
Mm-hmm. So it kind of started.
We have reviewed on our characters are mostly
not the heterosexual kind of relationship, I guess, or you know, their orientation is not the standard one. So
yeah,
just a celebration of diversity.
That's
the title, basically.
Yeah, PvP has given itself to create a lot of those
relations. A lot of such characters, that's correct.
Yeah.
Maybe because, you know, the minority usually have the voice on the internet heard much better than the majority. Like, the majority don't really go on the internet so much. So it's the special bunch like us that kind of just make LGBT an even larger thing than it really is. Anyway, it's an operation that basically is just creating artworks that uses characters that are interpreted to be in the LGBT group, kind of. I think we, you know, the people here are fine, right, with people who have a slightly different orientation. Is that right? You know, do you have friends that, or you yourself?
Yeah, one of my closest friends is gay.
Mm-hmm. So, a male friend, right?
Yeah, he's male.
Mm. So, does he have a boyfriend now?
No, he doesn't.
But he just...
I guess it's not recent. I've known for like a couple of years, but I guess to the public, he came out 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he hasn't really like focused on looking for anyone since like we're in school still, so.
Yeah. Probably you should focus on studies first.
Yeah.
I suppose.
And he would much rather just, you know, like play Overwatch and League instead of like finding someone.
Mm. You know, Celsius, do you have any friends who are, you know, gay, lesbian, trans, or queer?
Yeah.
Or asexual, pansexual, whatever.
In my home country, it's a bit more difficult. So yeah, I have a male friend that is also gay, openly. Well, at least I haven't talked to them.
But yeah.
Yeah. I believe that it's one of those things that it will become mainstream with time.
Mm, we hope. Because in my country, you know, people are quite homophobic because Malaysia is mostly, the majority are Malays, and they have, the religion is Islam, so they don't view this LGBT community positively, and that's a problem. And I'm the minority in Malaysia, I'm ethnic Chinese, and yeah, ethnic Chinese, they don't really mind. Even, you know, there are quite a lot of closeted guys, I know. In the tech world, especially. You know, engineers. I myself, I don't know. I mean, I do look at gay porn, but I didn't identify myself as gay. I also haven't found any friends, you know, to start a relationship with. Too bad. I'll focus on my work first. Yeah. And get a stable income, and then we'll look for a stable relationship. That's how I think of it.
That's a solid plan.
Pretty much. There's a lot of... That's how the Chinese plan for themselves, and that's why our birth rate is kind of low, and we wed, you know, we marry at a later age, like over 30. It's kind of the norm. But there are friends here that I have that marry, you know, at my age currently, around 20-something, that are married. So, yeah, I wish them the best. And they haven't, they have a long-term relationship, so they haven't divorced yet, which is very nice. Yeah, Operation Pride. So, I think.
Yeah, we hope to see some art for this soon, becoming one in the well, depending on this itself, in this day or the day before. Yeah. Oh, so, maybe another shout out. Another operation that is currently in the way also, and it is the contest for Tales of TTP.
Yeah.
Hosted by Laika.
Laika.
It's a contest for writers that is mainly to produce new lore that is not based on the or 16 other runs. So yeah. People that come to join us for the first time can easily digest what we are trying to do in the subreddit.
So she also says that if you want to make porn, you just post it on Rule 34 TPP and mark it as NSFW. Of course, send it to her via PM first, you know, for her to go through. Anyway, the closing date, Team Vista has also mentioned that it's the 9th of July at 8 PM Central European Time, which is... No, actually... It's a weekend after the weekend. So yeah, 2 weeks. People who want to submit their entry, they can still do that. There are 35 comments. Even though it's sticky, it is still sticky on the subreddit. So yeah, if people want to contribute to new laws or under, you know, the underdog kind of characters, you know, if you want to expand on the stories, you're welcome to contribute on that. Anything else? People on Discord, awesome. Anything to add?
I guess there's not much. If you guys ever want, like, music suggestions, hit me up. I have a lot.
What kind of music?
I just K-pop, but, I mean, K-pop is very broad. I can give you, like, if you're into, like, more rock or, like, ballads or pop... Hit me up. I can give you music.
Yeah. And Mother says goodbye. He was kind of late in Europe. I don't know. Maybe he has something else to do. Bye, Mother.
And I guess if anyone ever wants to ask me about Pokemon Go, I'm totally down to answer questions about that as well.
So you can probably PM... Love_Carol on the subreddit. Probably she'll entertain you.
I can do that.
Hopefully. And yeah, about your writing contest, you said you won second place, right? You just posted on TV Kappa on that.
I did. That was very exciting.
So what's the prize actually?
It's basically just like, it's on another site, and they also have like a karma system, so it was basically just, you know, get a bunch of karma. I got like some promotions for my story, and then I got a coupon code at a store. So,
wow, what kind of store?
It's a merchandise store, so like Korean merchandise or like K-pop merchandise store.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that was exciting.
By yourself, keychains. I don't know what kind of stuff that you can get. Maybe the t-shirts.
They have a lot of clothes, yeah. So I'm like looking into a jacket. So that's cool.
A branded jacket, probably with some famous stars' influence.
Yeah.
Or probably a jacket that's worn by someone on stage.
I wish, no. It'll just be like a jacket that promotes the artist.
That's cool.
That's something.
And you do have friends who follow K-pop, right? And
yeah,
you say some of them are going to South Korea.
Yeah, the ones who are going to Korea right now, they're doing that for a study abroad. But I also have like other friends who are just interested in K-pop.
That's neat. Because I went to South Korea for a week and went to Jeju Island first, which is interesting. We rent a car there and we drove around the island. Because the island itself is not that large. We drove from the north to south, then stayed in Sobibo, and we went up to the Jeju airport, you know, stayed a night there, and we went to Seoul, and we spent the rest of the 4 days or so there. Just went quite far. We got an intercity train to Nami Island. You know that place?
I've definitely have heard of it.
Yeah, it's an interesting island. They declare a republic there, you know, a fake republic just by the name. You can check Nami Island. It's kind of an interesting place. And then around Seoul, we went to, you know, the famous touristy area. We went to one university, the Ewha University.
I know which
one. Yeah, the Girls' University.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. They have interesting architecture there. And it's just fun walking around the grounds, you know, as a tourist. They just open it up. And then, man, there are a lot of people there. We also went to Dongdaemun, you know, the shopping areas.
Yeah, I do.
I kind of spoiled it for you a bit. But yeah, that is a standard Korean trip for you. Except going to the DMZ, you know, the militarized zone, that I didn't went. We didn't went there.
Mm-hmm.
Tension was kind of high back then, I guess. So we don't dare to go. But yeah, it was interesting. Actually, Korea itself, you don't have to go to the capital or Jeju Island. Those two are the, you know, hotspots. There are a lot of other places which I've virtually visited through variety shows who actually traveled around Korea, South Korea.
Oh yeah, they have a lot of like location shootings.
Mm. So yeah, that's South Korea for you. And if you guys haven't visited, you know, and if you, in case you haven't booked a trip to London, you know, because the, you know, as a side topic, the referendum basically says the people of the United Kingdom voted to leave the European Union, and that just got a lot of people upset and a lot of people happy. Well, not a lot, but it's kind of a big news.
No, yeah. Apparently, there is a clear divide between the people that wanted to stay and wanted to leave.
Almost equal amount. And because the turnout is not as high, there's a follow-up that says probably they will hold another referendum. I don't know. Things are still being sorted out.
It seems too weird to make a decision based on such a key thought.
See, if the United Kingdom leave the EU, it will affect trade, it will affect maybe economy in the short term, and it will also affect people, their borders, right? People coming in and out, because let's say you're taking a train from Paris or from Belgium to London, you need to go through a stricter check, kind of. If, let's say, they are outside of the EU, that might be a problem. And I'm glad that I myself and, you know, my family members, relatives, we went to London 2 months ago. So, yeah. So we kind of enjoyed a lower currency rate. Even right now, you know, the pound is much lower, but it was actually much lower back when I was visiting. So we went through England and Scotland. Probably that's another time. I'll explain or elaborate on that. I also went to Paris. So Celsius, have you been there to other countries outside of Belgium?
I haven't been to London. I was planning on doing it. I visited the Netherlands and France.
like Amsterdam?
Spain.
And Spain.
Amsterdam, of course. Talking about during the blossom of the spring, this garden in the south part of Poland, I believe.
Oh, you went to Poland also?
Oh, yeah. It was during the last time, the last day of spring. And, well, that's quite a beautiful garden of tulips. And, of course, France, Paris, and the south part of Spain. During the
Barcelona?
The Christmas vacation, I want to say.
So, you went to Barcelona, or you went to Madrid?
No, that was in the north part of Spain. I went to Sevilla,
like
Sevilla, Granada.
Actually, not quite sure about the places. So, what towns are there?
Oh, Sevilla, Granada, those kind of places. Like, it's more influenced by the Moroccan. Morocco,
the south of Spain. South, so Gibraltar is somewhere there, right?
Yeah, and I must say it's quite easy to travel in Europe.
The European Union visa or whatever.
Yeah,
because you're in the European Union, you can just travel around without much hindrance.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
No, right now I was planning to go to England, but I have the most terrible time ever.
You're planning to go to United Kingdom or Ireland?
I was planning to do it later this year, but I want to see the situation. And well, one interesting story that I don't know if I share is that I was actually in Paris. During the attacks.
During the what?
Do you remember the attacks on Paris last year?
Oh yeah, there was a shooting.
Was a shooting.
I was. Was it the happily... cartoonist Charlie Hebdo? The one that traveled from Belgium down, right? Is it?
Oh yeah, the Brussels attack. Luckily, for those I'm not in the capital, so I was lucky there. But
because you see, last time when I went to Paris, also there was some security alert that because we're traveling and carrying our luggage, so we have to be careful. And I somewhat can read French. I don't know. I read better than I understand their speech, so if people talk French to me, I might blank out, but I can read a bit of French. Anyway, they were saying that instead of taking the direct route to the Gare du Nord station for us to go to London, we have to take a longer route, and there are valid security reasons, but you know, we have to be careful around Paris because there are other people, you know, looking at your luggage or looking at your touristy look and want to steal from you. So, yeah, it's not a really safe place to be.
No, a friend of mine, we were traveling by the metro, and she was marked.
Oh, right there. Terrible.
And, well, she has an awful lot. The next time she went to Paris, she wasn't doing a conference. Attending a conference. And again, someone tried to
rob her.
It's not your purse again.
Yeah, you see, my mom also lost a few hundred euros because she wasn't careful, you know, right at the metro. So yeah, the metro. People need to be careful about that. The next time you visit Paris, or people in Paris, they will know. Or people in France, it is a notorious place to get robbed.
You see, it's a really shame because it's a really chance to travel by metro.
Okay. Right now, I think we lost Emily or Carol.
Oh no, I'm still here. It's okay, just a little loud in my house, so.
That's nice. Okay, you can mute yourself.
Okay.
Anyway, we should end this podcast really. So, yeah. Brown is about to end, unfortunately. So our next podcast is probably the post-mortem of Brown. And I'm sorry that Cyander couldn't join, and Team Vista also couldn't join, but really, this episode is all about the new host. And because they are post-game, right, I forgot about that. Yeah, we might be playing this game for a while. So we'll see in the next podcast whether we will still be reporting on Brown. Anyway, let's just look at the live update for a bit, or the stream. So what's happening? We caught a few more mons while grinding. Yeah, basically still grinding. Also, what, we need one more mon to get the XP all. So what is it, Fred?
Oh,
are we trying to complete the Pokédex?
No, I think we just need a certain amount to receive the XP all, and then all our mons can get. Yeah, basically, it's an XP share.
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't very clear about Pokemon games, so I need people to explain it to me. Anyway, yeah, we're probably short of one mon Pokemon left for the counter to hit a certain threshold for us to get the item, you know, for us to level up more effectively. So we'll try again, as we all will do anyway. So we're just speaking for 2 hours. I should end this podcast, so yeah. Enjoy the rest of Pokemon Brown if it's still on. And have a good day, good night, whatever. So see you.
Have a good night and a good day. And
bye.
Have a good
This was fun.